A furnace filled with fire. Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue. It was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. He then gathered together all the officials of his kingdom. They came and stood before the statue. One of the officials made a declaration. When you hear the orchestra play, fall to the ground and worship the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. If you don't do this immediately, you'll be thrown into a furnace filled with fire. The orchestra started playing, and the crowd fell to the ground in front of the gold statue. This occasion gave some of the officials an idea. They thought this was their chance to get rid of some of the Jews that were among them. They went to the king. Your commandment was clear. When the orchestra played, everyone was to drop to the ground and worship the statue. You said if anyone didn't do it, they'd be thrown into the furnace filled with fire. There are 3 Jews who ignored you. They're in high positions of the kingdom. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They don't serve your God, and they didn't worship the golden statue. Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He sent for the 3 Jews and had them stand before him. I've been told that you don't serve my God, and you didn't worship the golden statue. I want to see if this is true. The orchestra will play, and when it does, you're to drop to the ground and worship the gold statue. If you don't, you'll be thrown into the furnace filled with fire. There's no God that can rescue you from my power. The 3 men didn't hesitate to answer the king. They said, we would never argue with you, but please understand, our God is able to rescue us from the furnace filled with fire. He can easily rescue us from your power. But if he doesn't, let it be known. We still won't worship the gold statue you set up. Nebuchadnezzar was so angry, his face twisted with rage. He shouted to his guards, make the furnace 7 times hotter. Tie up these 3 men and throw them into it. The furnace was made hotter, and the 3 Jews were tied up and carried away. Since the king wanted them to be thrown in immediately, the guards weren't careful enough. They took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the fire. But the heat was so intense that the guards died next to the furnace. Suddenly, the king was shocked at what he saw. He got up and shouted, didn't we throw 3 men into the fire? Of course, your majesty. We threw in 3 men. But look, I see 4 men in there. And the fire's not hurting them. And they aren't tied up. They're freely walking around. And look, the 4th man is like a god. Nebuchadnezzar got closer to the furnace and yelled, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, please come out. The 3 men came out of the fire. Everyone gathered around and saw that the 3 men and their clothes were totally unaffected by the fire. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. Nebuchadnezzar made a proclamation. I give praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They chose to die rather than to worship any god but their God. So he sent his angel to rescue them. No one is to say anything offensive about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If anyone does, that person will be torn to pieces and their houses made into a garbage dump.